Hello, Audio Boo. So, I've been putting these recordings up on my blog at youcanbrowseme.com. You can also get there via my other URL, which is danielwweb.com, which is actually too complicated for a URL. So, I got youcanbrowseme.com for that. But yeah, these audio recordings are starting to almost take up my entire posts on the front page of my blog right now. And part of me is saying that negates the purpose of a blog. But then again, I don't really wish to write about every little detail in my life. Even though I enjoy writing, it's what I do most of the time. But more interesting updates about my life are few and far between, so these audio recordings help allow me to post the more, like, I guess you could say, mundane things about my life in a more interesting way. And it really does help to keep my blog updated, so more audio boos to come. But anyway, I got my new glasses early, and I've been slowly getting used to them. I don't think I'm gonna wear them like all the time, like when I'm around the house, but I will definitely need them while I'm driving and when I'm working, and maybe in social situations. Or when I'm watching a TV far away or something. I can see things just fine when they're close up, although I may use my glasses when I read for long periods of time, because they actually do help with the eye strain. So, yeah. So, other than that, the only other thing that I'm able to report on right now is that I returned to the Silent Hill type place the other day. I talked about it in a previous boo, but this time, instead of sensing that something was there, or feeling like something was following me and getting a picture of something, I actually saw something with, I guess you could say, my own eyes. And what I saw was two legs, like, moving around a corner. I only saw the legs. I didn't see the upper part of the body. I just saw the legs. And I told the person that I was with at the time, and they were cool about it. They weren't that freaked out. They actually went into the room where I saw the thing go around the corner and go into the room at. And they kind of, like, yelled at it and stuff. It was kind of cool. So I entered the room as well, and actually sensed it over in the corner, like trying to get away from the guy that was yelling at it. And then when we got out of the room, I saw like this apparition like down the hallway, like staring at me, and I kind of looked at it for a second, and then I told the person that I was with that the thing was in the hallway, and then we just kind of went on doing our business because we had more important things to do. But I thought that was pretty cool. It's been like the first time I've actually seen something like that in quite a long time, so it was pretty cool. On the flip side, this thing is very likely a person, an actual person who has passed on, so. And they're likely up there, and they're likely bored out of their minds, and they probably shouldn't be there, and they probably should move on. That's kind of depressing. So, but anyway, I'm running out of time again, so I'll do this thing later. Bye.